This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Dory Nutt. Today, sundial writer Paul Harrison shares a story from his father's childhood and reminds us how helping someone in need can have a lifelong effect on that person.
The power of kindness. Henry David Thoreau once said, "Goodness is the only investment that never fails." It surely didn't fail in my father's life. My dad, Harold Harrison, grew up one of 11 children in Henrietta, Oklahoma. The census for 1930, when he was 5 years old, listed its population as just under 8,000. During those Great Depression days, Dad's dad owned a little store with a two-pump gas station. But times got so hard that he lost the business. Some people were so strapped, they had to park their cars because they couldn't afford gasoline. To say life was difficult is a great understatement. As was the case with many families, the Harrisons purchased the cheapest food they could find, like day-old bread for 6 cents a loaf. Occasionally, they would buy a ham bone from the store and boil it in water to make soup. They also regularly received some free groceries the county provided. Even with this help, however, the family lay down many nights with their stomachs gnawing at them. Of course, poverty also impacted clothing. For years, Dad wore threadbare shirts and pants. In his early teenage years, when the soles of his shoes would partially break loose from the uppers, he would cut off a section from an old bicycle inner tube, stretch it around the shoe, and tie the sole and upper together again. Once, when he was walking home, his makeshift shoe repair snapped, causing the sole to flap loosely and noisily on the sidewalk with his every step. Dad's Sunday school teacher at the local Methodist church was Mr. McFall, an employee at the nearby glass plant. It so happened McFall was sitting on his front porch that day when Dad's shoe broke apart and started making all that racket. "Come here, Harold," he said. "What's all that noise?" After my father explained, McFall said, "Harold, you go down to the store on Main Street and tell them to give you a pair of shoes and put it on my bill." Dad did as he was told and soon was sporting brand new footwear. Every quiet step in those new shoes announced loudly to my father just how powerful kindness could be. It wasn't long after that day that Mr. McFall died. From one perspective, it was just another death in a small Oklahoma town. But to my dad, it was a day of great sorrow. He recalls, "I thought God had died." Dad is still alive at age 93. He's got tales from over 70 years of marriage and from months aboard ships in World War II. He loves reminiscing about all kinds of things. But I don't know if there's any story he loves telling more than the one where his Sunday school teacher invested in his life by living out the lessons he taught on Sundays.
Sundial writer Paul Harrison has been a pastor at Madison Free Will Baptist Church since 2015. He also created and maintains a database that indexes published sermons. Although he moved here from Tennessee, he's been married to Diane, an Alabama girl, for 40 years. You can hear all of the Sundial episodes online by clicking on the Sundial Writers tab at wlrh.org. You can hear the Sundial Writers Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on WLRH 89.3 Huntsville.